This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Uma. We are joined in the studio now by Sean Tanis for our market wrap. But we're kicking things off in the US. So Starbucks opened its first sign language store in the United States, in Washington, D.C. specifically. And what that means is the store is going to be staffed with employees who are deaf as well as those with hearing difficulties. And this is one of the biggest trending business stories today. It is, however, worth noting that here in Malaysia, we already have a Starbucks signing store, and the store has been around for over 2 years.
Yes. Yeah.
Why so slow, like America?
Yeah,
Washington, no less.
Uma's playing ground.
Uma works there on the weekends, apparently.
No, but I really like that store, and they teach me stuff.
Like how to say thank you.
Like how to say thank you, how to say hello, and then and a little bit of sign language.
Yeah, in case you don't know, it's in Bangsa Village too.
That's
about
right.
20 minutes drive from TTDI, where we are broadcasting. And it's the first in the world operated entirely by those with hearing disabilities through sign language. And recently, Berjaya Food Berhad CEO said the outlet in Bangsa actually inspired Starbucks in America to open a similar store there. And I don't see many reports crediting Starbucks Malaysia for this. But hey, when you send the first man to the moon, we spoke about that. We credited you. But,
you know. Yeah, you're right. So this is exactly the same.
Exactly like that, Sean. No, but it's a... I think it was quite revolutionary, right? It was opened 2 years ago. They've got... sign language, spelling out the name Starbucks on the
word
logo
word,
and all of that. It's really, really quite cool. So recently, Women, Family and Community Development Deputy Minister Hannah Yeo also spoke highly about the store during her visit. She was impressed with the integration of people with disabilities into the community to work, just like everyone else.
Yeah, and this also echoes with what Human Resource Minister M. Kula spoke about yesterday, calling for the Public Service Department to open up more jobs for physically challenged persons. So if you look at the concept of the Starbucks store itself, it's about inclusiveness, right? And the one in Bangsa has 9 deaf baristas who are 100% certified coffee masters. And you can notice them wearing the black aprons featuring the word Starbucks, like you said, in sign language, not just the board. And these baristas are also qualified to conduct coffee chat sessions with the public using sign language, and they organize a lot of sessions for this. And it's quite an experience. And Berjaya Food recently confirmed the success of the first store has given them a lot of confidence to expand, and they are looking at opening the second store in the next 6 months. So, well done.
Yeah.
Just reduce the amount of sugar in the drinks, lah.
And you know what? If no one's going to give us credit, we're going to claim credit for ourselves. Yes. We did it. We did it first.
You go plant your flag on the moon. We will plant ours in Bangsa Village too.
Yes.
Same thing. Moving on to Bursa, shares of Press Metal Aluminium Holdings slipped this morning. What's the news?
Yeah, this actually follows the company's subsidiary planning to acquire Japan Alumina Associates for 739 million ringgit. And the subsidiary is Press Metal Bintulu Sendirian Berhad. And they are banking on Japan Alumina's cash flow generation abilities and asset position for the purchase. And Press Metal closed down 2.1% at 4 ringgit and 70 cent.
Sean Tanis, thank you so much for coming in. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.